Everybody loves a good. Okay. Thomas? And it's good to be had. I'm a realtor. I know everything. Thank you. Okay. No?
What was that?
I don't know, but I'm super duper. So thanks for having me here today.
Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast. For us, super fans.
And for those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday a big old gay is writing a big old Star Wars.
You gotta love a big old gay.
Are you ready, Thomas?
I'm ready.
All right, girl, let's drink up.
Drink up.
I love you.
Hello there, Pop-Pop.
Hello there.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
You know what? Feeling super duper.
Well, fantastic.
Driving my Mini Cooper.
Not that again.
You know I'm satisfied.
Yes, I do.
I do yoga and I do Pilates.
Oh, good.
This room is full of a hottie.
Yes, it
is. You know I'm satisfied.
Yes, you are.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to Pink Milk Husband and Husband, your podcast for us super fans. Those forced to listen. I'm your host, Brian. With me, as always, is my better half and your better host, Thomas.
Hello, everybody.
How has this week been?
This has been a crazy week. That's what it's been. But so it's been a bin of weeks.
It's been a bin of weeks, but you know what today is?
No. Why don't you tell me?
Happy May the 4th. Happy Star Wars Day.
Well, happy Star Wars Day to you as well.
I am so excited. I love Star Wars Day. Also, more importantly, happy Young Jedi Adventures Day. And even more importantly, happy Star Wars Visions Volume 2 Day. I am so excited to talk about this. Someone hasn't seen them yet, but they're going to have their minds blown. Maybe just a little bit of a flex. Thank you, Lucasfilm, but I got to see these a few weeks ago. I got some screeners a little early. I've watched them all like 5 times.
And I've watched nothing.
But we will later today.
Absolutely.
Later today.
Looking forward to it.
This week has been so busy. There's not been a lot of Star Wars. So yeah. Luckily today is Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get to go see Return of the Jedi.
Well, you've seen it before, but, right?
Not on the big screen in a long time.
We have it on Blu-ray.
On DVD.
And DVD.
On VHS.
VHS. Streaming. I don't think you've missed it.
It's not the same without the popcorn mm-hmm. popping and a crowd cheering and clapping. I'm very disappointed. This is how you know I have entered another stage of my life. And I am now a dad before I am anybody else. And there was football games, football parties, award ceremonies, homework, chaperoning.
I'm actually pretty impressed how you're handling it.
Well, I'm handling all right on the outside. On the inside?
Drink up.
I'm thinking about heading on over to, what's the therapy by the phone? Minute Clinic Therapy? I don't remember what it's called. Get help, get well, better help, better whatever. I don't know. Text message therapist. That sounds like my idea of a good time.
It does sound like a good time.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's get into this here episode. I am going to do a brief talk on my 3 favorite episodes of Star Wars Visions because you have not seen them yet.
No.
I'm curious what you think of them.
Okay.
Like, of the idea of Visions in general. So we're going to do a little bit of a recap of Volume 1.
Okay.
If you remember anything, but
I never don't know with this remember one. A lot. I remember a few little things, and I don't remember loving it. However, there were some good points.
You know, another way that you can tell I've grown, because this wedding ring is still on, after I just heard him saying not loving Star Wars Visions. Okay. I'm very curious.
Hey, I'm here to be honest, folks.
I'm curious what you're going to think of this new volume, because it is not the same as last time.
Okay.
Tom's going to write his own Star Wars. We're going to take a cue from Star Wars Visions, but I want to talk a little bit about the state of the podcast.
Let's where we've talk been about this.
Where we're going. A few weeks ago, I announced the Kiki was over the live stream. Then we had our last live stream, where I am so appreciative to everyone who called in and said all the lovely things. I'm appreciative to my son, Michael, who made me cry a lot on my announcement day, and his little comforting, because my son is wonderful and perfect and I love him dearly. But I've been going through a lot lately. Like, not a lot, like, bad things. Like, a lot of inner change. I'm trying to lead my life with intention. I don't know what's going on. I am, like, feeling like, what's her name? Charlotte York. I'm feeling like that episode of Sex and the City when she's in the self-help section. Which is not really normally my jam. That's this one's jam over here all day long, every day. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be 44 at the end of the month, so, like, mid-40s have officially begun. Maybe that's some of it. I don't know. I also, in all honesty, what year is it? 2023? 2022 was an absolutely incredible year for me and Pink Milk. I achieved so much that I did not think possible. We are, first, we're canon. Like, we are in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. People can now drink Pink Milk in Star Wars. It is crazy. And apparently it's very expensive and it needs to be smuggled. Like, all good gay juice needs to be smuggled in wherever you can. I've been to the red carpet. We went to Star Wars Celebration, had an incredibly successful panel. We got shouted out on the main stage, the closing ceremonies. I've interviewed so many writers and directors. It's just been a really, really crazy year. I am so appreciative. I guess that was last year. And it feels like, how do you top that? And I've been very much in my head trying to top it, especially with the Star Wars Celebration happening this year. I did suffer a little bit of FOMO, but it was in London. And as I stated earlier, I'm a dad now.
My husband wouldn't let you go.
No, honestly, I would not have wanted to go across the country without my entire family. Let's be honest. I'm twisting your arm to go to Japan next year. But can a family of five really fly to Japan in April? Probably not. I would love to go again. I'm really disappointed that 2 years from now, I'm going to miss another one. But I'm a dad first. Like, well, that is my role.
Especially
because
the kids are in school in April.
Well, they can miss a week to go to Japan.
A week?
But, yeah, come on now.
Gosh, I don't even know how long it would take to fly to Japan.
I don't know. Probably 19 hours or something crazy.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
So we'd need longer than a week, that's for sure.
Yeah. But anyways, like, maybe it'll happen. Who knows? But also the patrons. Thank you, patrons. I am very curious how to... So you're going to have to stop me if I sound ungrateful, Pop-Pop, because I am very grateful. But ever since we started Patreon, which has more patrons in it than I thought they would, and it's very generous, so thank you.
Thank you.
I have also found it to be incredibly stressful, because I take that responsibility of other people paying us now, like, really, really, really seriously. And I've been wanting to, like, up my game, and all of a sudden it made me feel like we need to do something that we haven't been doing. I think I felt that way ever since last year's Star Wars Celebration. Like, it was just a huge accomplishment, and I felt this pressure to live up to all of that. And we've seen a lot of growth. A lot. But it has honestly robbed me a little bit of the fun and the creativity that I have been feeling from Pink Milk. I was succumbing to the pressure. As my dear friend Chase would say, I've been getting lost in the sauce. And I don't think I realized that.
Lost in the sauce.
Yes. Lost in the sauce. And I got to tell you, Star Wars Visions Volume 2 has changed the course of this podcast.
Is it very saucy?
It's very saucy. But I'm really, like, it freed me. It freed me so much. I love, like, it's been no secret, I'm a huge Visions fan. It's probably my favorite of all of Disney Star Wars. No, granted, there were 9 shorts, so I can't be like, I love The Mandalorian. Din Djarin has become my favorite character. Grogu, him, their story is so beautiful. We've had so much time with them now. Like, I don't have that time with Toby, who I love dearly. Mm-hmm. But, like, I love the freedom that the first Visions had to be exactly what it wanted to be. And this volume of Star Wars Visions is animation studios from all over the world, from California to Africa, from Ireland to South Korea. Like, it has been, and they're so different. And I'm telling you, it has changed me. And I'm feeling like this creative energy coming within me of being just so incredibly authentically ourselves. And I feel like I lost that a little bit in the pressure. Under pressure.
And I can guarantee you, folks, I have not. I'm still the same person if you go back to the first episode. Still the same guy. Still saying the same things as well. Still not remembering the names to most of the items, but, you know, people.
That's what I love.
Who are items anyway?
Okay, but honestly, I'm going to call you out right here live on the podcast. Because
okay, let me have a drink first.
Yeah, me too. Oh, let's get real.
Taken to the coaster.
It's about to get sticky. You know, honestly, you've fallen a bit victim of getting lost in the sauce and the pressure. Because I have caught you going, I don't remember this stuff. I don't remember that. And you're feeling like you should be remembering all these things. And I'm like, you know what? We need to stop. We did this thing together. It all started here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all kind of grew around us. And it's amazing.
Well, remember what it was all about. It was about you and I just spending time talking about Star Wars. You were the super fan. I'm the one who's forced to listen, and you know, now I've got 2 people that are super fans in the house, and I'm forced to listen to them both. So there's, I guess I'm not alone, because there's 3 of us that are forced to listen and 2 super fans, you know.
But it's
I
still
think
not, it's
you're,
still
you're gunning for the other 2, so we'll see, you know. I'm yeah. So anyway, this was our opportunity to spend together and talk about something that you love. So
And
so if that's the sauce, what you're getting lost in.
No, I'm getting lost in out, not that sauce.
Okay.
And I'm really excited to get back to it. I'm really excited for Pink Milk to be bigger, bolder, gayer, and make Star Wars pinker than it's ever been. I'm so excited.
Can't wait.
I'm really looking forward to YouTube, which I've mentioned. I'm doing YouTube. Mm-hmm. I've been working really, really hard on these new videos. And I'm excited and challenged and incredibly nervous to have it all literally just be me. Yes, behind the scenes, I'm writing all the questions. I'm doing all the edits. I'm writing all the music. I'm making all of the graphics. I'm doing all of those things. But
what am I doing?
Looking good and making me feel good.
I'm doing nothing.
But I am so nervous to be sitting there like by myself. Mm-hmm. But that is also making me as a creative person feel really challenged. And so I am so excited to come back to being just completely authentic and not being worried about the other things, because I think that is what made us something special to begin with. And Star Wars Visions has taught me a lot. Look, there are a lot of podcasts and a lot of YouTube channels that do what they do so incredibly well. Mm-hmm. And there are so many channels and podcasts that put themselves into Star Wars. And I think I started to do that somewhere along the way, feeling the pressure of I need to, because now people are paying for us. Star Wars, Lucasfilm has noticed us, all of these things of like, oh my God, I really have to make the Star Wars focus now. But that's never what we were about. And when I've been looking back, and when Pink Milk is at its best, is when we put Star Wars into ourselves and we go back to the drawing board of, I love Star Wars with every fiber of my being, not because of the pew pew pews, not because of the costumes, not because of the celebrities behind the masks, not because of the creatures. All of those things are like extra and they're fun and they're great. But I love Star Wars because of the story and the morals and the emotional journey that it takes you on every single time. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to get back into that and bring back my passion, my love for what Star Wars is. And honestly, there's not a lot of podcasts that I don't think do that. I mean, look at some of the stuff we've we've talked about on the show. We've talked about assault. We've talked about being queer in the 90s and all of those things. When I look back, those are the moments that I'm the most proud of. Mm-hmm. Those are the moments that we were a different voice. And I can't wait to get back there.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
I've been here the whole time, but welcome back to you.
But, you know, honestly, I really have to... I have to thank Star Wars Visions for this. These nine shorts...
Wait, I'm really looking forward to the Star Wars Visions now.
They are so good. Mm-hmm. You know, volume one was really great. Really great.
So you had three that you liked.
I had three there. Last time I had three
and
that
you've
were
seen
like
them
my
all.
Stand. Yeah, last okay. volume one, there are three that are my standouts. They're okay. all great.
Okay.
My standouts are The Ninth Jedi.
Okay.
Toby Wan and La Pinocho. And
okay,
and I have another three this volume that are really speaking to me. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them enough yet. Like Toby took me like a good year, and that like Toby is where my heart's at. That is mm-hmm. my boy. I love him dearly. That short represents everything that I love in Star Wars, and I've been really thinking a lot about. You know, it's the May the 4th. I'm approaching our podcast in a new way, but also going back to where we kind of started mm-hmm. with. This level of growth, and I think I've gotten better at what I do. I think I've gotten better at the craft of podcasting. I've gotten better as a host. I've gotten more comfortable. So I'm looking forward to going to where it started with all this knowledge and experience that I had. I don't regret anything that we did. It's all part of this journey. But what Toby represents to me is the dream, and you can make anything happen as long as you believe in yourself enough. And that is a trite story.
Mm-hmm.
But no one tells that story like Star Wars does. And I would not be who I am today without Star Wars. As that kid who was 5'4", weighed 105 pounds, and was an out and proud gay kid in the 90s, I would not have been able to be that without Luke Skywalker. There's just no way I could have had the attitude that I had, the confidence in my health, in myself, if it wasn't for Star Wars. And those are the things that make me a fan. That's my personal story in Star Wars. And that's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested personally. And I know there are a lot of other people. I'm not throwing shade on anybody, but I like the personal connections that we have around Star Wars. I like that you and I get to connect mm-hmm. and we get to connect with our listeners and our viewers by sharing our stories that Star Wars brings out in us. Mm-hmm. There's something that happens in a Star Wars that brings out a memory. It brings out a moment in time or brings out this part of history. And mm-hmm. The connections are what I'm all about. And Visions is all about connections.
Excellent.
I love it.
It sounds great.
But I'm really excited for everyone to watch Into the Darkhead mm-hmm. by Studio Mir. It's the only studio that I knew off the top of my head because I love me some Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yes, you
and
do.
And The Legend of Korra. Who also, mm-hmm. my beautiful son, Michael. Like, Michael is a mini-me. Michael has,
Do you know what he told me last night?
What?
He told me that this is not his favorite season because Korra has been poisoned. So he was a little upset about the season. Now, mind you, he's probably seen the whole series four times.
Uh-huh.
It's his go-to.
Michael does not like to see people suffering, which is so true to his character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it cracks me up. I feel very much that Michael is my son. Michael is my son in the emotional department.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael is all you in his delivery department.
No wonder why I love him so much. He's pretty fantastic.
Mm, he's a mini you.
Mm.
For sure. He's great. And that's probably why I can like deal with him so well, because I've mm-hmm. had 16 years of understanding you.
This.
I don't want to say dealing with you out loud. But
why don't you just stop it? This. You've had 16 years of this. You're welcome.
But, I think there's something about Into the Darkhead that brings out this mythology and this lore in Star Wars. It's so good. It's a very classic answer the call, rise to be bigger than you are, and the choreography in this. If you're listening to this, hopefully you've already seen it. So you'll know what I'm talking about, listeners. You haven't seen it yet. But if Star Wars live action does not start to look like this, I'm out. I'll be done with Star Wars forever.
Oh, please.
Pink milk will be
famous
pink
last
eye, laser
words.
Eyes. But it's so good. It's just really, really beautiful. It reminds me of The Ninth Jedi. In The Ninth Jedi, is very Star Wars. Mm-hmm. It is very lore driven. It's all about lightsabers and kyber crystals being one with the Force, but just told a little bit differently. That's how this is. But I've also really, really, really loved In the Stars. It might be my favorite. Have a box of Kleenex ready. But it is about choices. It's about all of us, and this is such a controversial statement, but all of us have choices to make. Whether that's a physical choice of what directions to go to in any situation, or a choice in how we deal with the situations put in front of us. That does not mean one is good and one is bad, or one is easy and one is hard. Sometimes they're all difficult choices. Sometimes they're all bad choices. So you have to take which is going to be worse in the moment or worse later on, whatever it is. But we all have choices, and then we can choose how to look at those things. And I mean, I've had some really dark days, you know, in my life. And I would like to think I'm an optimistic and really happy person. Again, thank you, Luke Skywalker. I mean, that kid didn't know who his biological family was. I didn't know who my biological dad was. I knew there was something bad. Luke Skywalker kind of always knew there was something bad. He had a father who raised him, who treated him like a second-class citizen. I was raised by a father who treated me like a second-class citizen. And I could have become a very bitter person about those things. A lot of people do. And a lot of people take an upbringing like that and choose to be angry at the world for it. I chose to rise above it and put my head down and not repeat those same things. And that's one of the gifts that I never thought I'd be able to pass down to children. And I do believe that was my calling. It was my calling to be with children who were given a really, really bad rap at the beginning and a bad deal, and hopefully give them the tools to not let them hold that back, to not let that color their world in a darker way, but for them to find the inner strength to rise above and use it as a thing of like, I survived that, I can survive anything, and take that moving forward, because I think that's what Luke Skywalker is. That's definitely what Leia is. Mm-hmm. I survived this, I can move forward. If I can do that, I can do anything. And there is this short Into the Stars that is really all about that, and it's so beautiful. And it's about two kids who I hope one day my children look up to me that way. That's my hope.
Like a cartoon character.
But I don't even know what it is.
Animation, sorry.
No, here's the thing. Like, this is what I'm excited for you, because you don't particularly love anime.
No, I do not. It's not. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, like you don't like the animation. You don't like the stereotypical when we close our eyes to the animation.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, is that anime?
It's a very Americanized version of anime.
Because I like that. What about Korra?
Korra's
same.
The same.
Because I did like that, but I'm curious, anime.
Because Into the Darkhead or Journey to the Darkhead is the most anime looking of the ones that I loved the most.
Right.
But it looks like Korra. It's by that animation studio. So maybe you'll be more open to it.
I'm always changing.
Into the Stars looks almost like stop motion. It looks very Nightmare Before Christmas, but very round. Not skinny, but very round. It's really beautiful. I have never seen anything like that before. And then there's Oz Song.
Is this the three we're still talking about?
Yeah, and then there's Oz Song, which is the third one.
Okay.
And I don't think that's how you say it, but I don't know how to say it. And also Into the Darkhead, Journey to the Journey one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to watch it in English because my screener was all in Korean. And I still loved it that much, just watching the story. So I actually, and there were no subtitles. So I really have no idea what they're saying.
Wow.
So it was like I fell in love with the visual storytelling, which is actually a really amazing thing that I was not lost. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could watch it in English and go, oh, I have no idea that's what this was about. But I don't think so.
Turns out I didn't like the story after all.
Honestly, that goes back to what George Lucas always said, too. George Lucas was like, you should be able to watch Star Wars and not understand a word of it and know everything going on, which is why he didn't want to give R2-D2 sounds. He didn't subtitle anything. Aliens spoke in another language. Honestly, Disney Star Wars, you're losing it. Way too many creatures speak basic. Way too many. And they're not following the rule of George Lucas. One of my favorite movies is Solo. Mm-hmm. When Lady Proxima pops out and she's this big worm and she sounds like a librarian, it made her a joke. And I love that movie, but that would have been a way more powerful scene. She would have been way more threatening if she didn't speak basic and didn't sound like an old lady librarian. Like, it made her a joke. And I think it really hurt the film. And that is in like the very beginning. And I don't think we feel for Han the way we should because of that. But this Oz song is a really beautiful thing in believing in yourself. And as queer people, you know, especially when we were younger, I don't know. We have to kind of believe in ourselves. A lot of us don't come out to anybody else. And so we hold ourselves down and under the pressure of, I can't tell my parents, I can't tell my friends, because we're worried everyone's going to leave us. Mm-hmm. And, but we have to rise above it. And that's what this little short's all about. And it's also very beautiful. It looks like a little, like, do you remember when we grew up? And I guarantee you, your mom had these.
Okay.
I know she did. She probably had them in the front yard even.
What?
They were the plastic things or hollow on the inside that usually put like a Christmas light bulb in. And they had like...
Oh, God, okay. Yes. We had the nativity scene.
Okay.
And but, the snowman.
Of course.
And then Santa Claus.
But remember the ones that had like the felt on them? It was like a little, like really thin velvet. They were like classy until they started to wear down and you'd see like plastic.
Wait, but they were inside the house.
Okay. Those,
we didn't have them, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
That's what this animation looks like.
Oh,
it literally looks like those. I have no idea what it is, but it's amazing. And it's from Africa. I think it's South Africa.
Okay.
But it's a really beautiful story.
Well, I look forward to seeing it.
I'm very, very excited.
Are they dropping everything all at the same time? So it's all coming out tomorrow.
All coming out.
I will not watch them all at the same
time. Nope, there are 9 of them. They're all right around 15 minutes.
Okay.
So I think like 2 a night are probably going to be really good.
We're not going to watch the whole thing in the next week. No. You can watch that, but I'm not watching it. Sorry. I wanted to be able to share just the weeks go by.
No, I don't know if we're going to go back to them. We might. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
It's a one-timer?
I will do YouTube videos on each single, each one.
Okay. I can give a little update every week to the ones I've been watching.
I love that.
It'll be Tom's update.
Tommy's
update.
Tommy's tales.
Top of the morning to you. This is what I'm watching today.
Oh my God, I can't wait for you to watch that one, the one by Cartoon Saloon.
Okay, maybe I'll start with that one.
Screecher's Reach.
Okay.
It's an Irish folk tale, and they all sound like, top of the morning to you, I'm a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky Charm Jedi. I probably can't say like Lucky Charms when I'm speaking
about that. No, I pretty much got it down.
But yeah, so I'm so excited. I'm very, very grateful to this because I think, as Star Wars usually does, Star Wars enters my life when I need it. And I needed it, and I'm feeling very free. So thank you to everyone. Thank you to all the patrons who have been like very supportive and listening to me. Clearly going through through something. It's been really hard changing creatively in front of an audience that has been very loyal, very with us, and very like honest and trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And to be going through a massive change with them has been something I've never gone through before.
Well, thank you, audience.
Yeah. I mean, you know me. I'm a pretty like private person. I keep it all kind of in. I talk to you about stuff, but that's kind of it. And I've, you know, been great.
I hear you.
Great.
Excellent.
So in the spirit of Star Wars visions, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you a task.
Me?
Yes.
I didn't know this was happening.
Apparently, you know, according to some on Twitter and YouTube channels, I'm a shill for Disney and they pay me. So I'm going to pretend like I am that shill who's getting loads of money from Lucasfilm. Also, if you want to start paying me loads of money, I am more than happy.
We're fine with that.
I'm fine with it. I will quit my job and I will join you.
I'm not fine with that. But we welcome the other part of it.
No, you can pay me more than I make now and give us health insurance and retirement and all of those things, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
And then I can work for them?
As long as you can work out of the Buckeye
headquarters. If I can work out of Tatooine over here. Okay, KK, give me a buzz.
Ding, ding.
You got my number. Okay, so I'm an exec for Lucasfilm.
Okay.
Or a producer. I don't know what the roles are. I don't know. Also, Lucasfilm, don't listen to that part. I really know what I'm doing. You have been given the green light. I have found you. You're a beautiful storyteller. I want your unique perspective. What Star Wars tale would you tell? You have nothing. You don't need to worry about canon. You have the lore of Star Wars. So what is Star Wars to you? What is Star Wars to you?
I wasn't prepared for this. Basically, I can create my own show.
Yes.
I think we should do a comedy. like the Real Housewives and make it the real robots or whatever, the real fill in the blanks,
the real creatures. Star Wars.
No. Actually, why not the real Housewives of Star Wars? Pick a planet or something like that. And
well, there's not a lot of successful relationships in Star Wars. Well, there's not a lot of successful relationships in the Housewives, right? Aren't they all turmoil?
No, you could create them. You could use somewhere that is the basis for it. It could be like a reality TV. So it's more like a reality TV situation.
Okay, I like it.
So maybe we could tweak the whole Housewives things. But okay. I'd like to see them in the suburbs, in their lives, you know, what they're actually really doing to make money as opposed to flying around in all these ships that cost money to gas up, but they never, ever seem to have jobs. So I always wonder, what do they all do? Like,
they're bounty hunters. Like,
for what? But where do they eat? When do they go to the bathroom? When do they sleep? What do they do? I mean, do they shop? Do they buy things? I mean, all right, Din wears the same thing all the time.
Okay, wait.
So not maybe as per se the Real Housewives, but more of a reality peek into their lives, mm-hmm. and their families. And they live in the suburbs and not in these big, busy, bustling cities, and certainly not in these... towns that are like there's one house and there's nothing in between. What kind of life do they have? Do they have social lives? Do they actually go out and meet their fellow spaceship drivers at the bar on a Friday night? I mean, when they die, do they go to a funeral? Do they have so I'd like to see some reality of what their lives are about. So I don't know if you were prepared for all that, but I wouldn't mind seeing that.
I would be careful with the funeral talk because Twitter is very angry that there is no funeral for funeral for Han Solo. Like, they should have spent an entire hour of the movie mourning the death.
Well, see, Laurie, let's take that. If we had reality TV, there would be a whole bunch of people going like, did you hear anything about it? Are they having any services? Should we send flowers? Should we make a cake? Does the family need something? Should we, you know, do something for them? Should we send a sympathy card? I understand why the twatters out there would be upset about it.
You know, it'd be amazing.
What?
Remember during Andor, Mon Mothma, like at mm-hmm. the end, she's starting mm-hmm. to set up her husband to make look like they're smuggling money.
Right.
And he's got an addiction to gambling.
Nice like, lady. Imagine, how would you like that for your mom?
Imagine the housewives have that. But something. They don't know she's faking it.
Okay. Something like that. Or maybe like this comedy show that we've been watching where the girl is saying that she's sick and she's not really sick. And I mean, it's a terrible premise. I even said the other day how horrible it is. And yet we just can't stop watching. Is that Vanessa Bayer?
Yeah, from SNL.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. She's so wrong. It's just kind of funny. We keep waiting for that Paramount to finish.
I don't know if we're paying for Paramount. I can't track
Please
down.
Please don't let it end this week. I have one more episode of The Rabbit Hole. Check it out. It's very good if you like Kiefer Sutherland.
I like this idea, Tom. I've been joking around that I would like to have a reality television show about my boy Din Djarin and his husband Cobb Vanth.
Well, maybe we could explore that.
In Mos Pelgo.
Okay.
A la Trixie Motel. It is about them building this fancy motel in Gaytown in okay. Mos Pelgo. Maybe your housewives can come visit.
Well, they don't even necessarily have to be housewives, but they have to be house like people. That house people. They could be some kind of reality TV where they're fighting with each other all the time. God, I was over there just saving him the other day. I don't know why I did that. Those kind of things. So,
did you know they are smuggling money from mm-hmm. all of their clients?
You know, they stole this money for this hotel. I don't even trust them.
I don't watch a lot of Housewives. Anymore.
I don't either, but there's one or two I do, and I get nailed for it all the time.
When did I stop Housewives? Like 2008, 2009?
It was easily, yeah.
Long time ago, right? Yeah. I think it was like second season of
You
New
saw
York
enough, and you're like, oh, I got Good. What I wanted.
And then I still hear it sometimes downstairs. I'm like, yep, sounds like the exact same show.
Literally. They're all the same. No matter what country it's in.
They're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
You know what, Tom? I like that show.
I don't think anybody's going to hire me to write anything anytime soon.
I think I should revisit this every once in a while. See what's going on in your Real Housewives. Star
okay.
Wars. Real
I'll
House
work
people
on
Star Wars.
Who's invited to the show. Because okay. I'd like it to be an interplanetary, inter-show type situation.
I want there to be...
It could be like a Big Brother. Get all these different people.
What's
from...
Big Brother?
There's a show, Big Brother.
Is that where
we
they
don't
all like, live in the house?
They all live together? In a house together. Now there's an idea.
The one that got Todrick Hall in all sorts of trouble?
I think so. I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like some Jedi to have a child who's really naughty in school.
God, do you
like a hyperactive child, and they're like anti-vaxxers.
Do you remember when we were kids? It was called Battle of the Network Stars. They would take individual. All right, some people out there my age
loved trash TV his entire life.
Yeah, they used to take actors from different shows and different networks, and they would compete in games very similar to the ninja shows.
Okay, American
something
Ninja.
Like American Ninja, okay. Yeah.
You know what I used to watch?
Now there's an idea.
This is how different my husband and I are. See, I hear that and I go, oh my God, kind of like Wacky Racers, where they took all of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, gave them fancy cars, and hijinks were to be had.
And
while
I don't remember
pod racing.
That's okay.
Penelope Cruz, Dudley, Dastardly,
hey,
Dudley.
I have always liked reality TV.
Yeah.
I like. Watching I love trash.
I'm a 90s kid. I was all about the Real World. Mm-hmm. But that even started to change for me when it, right. like, I felt like it stopped getting real and started getting polite.
Well, what happened was as I got older, I realized, oh my God, I'm watching all these young people do things and it just doesn't sound good anymore. It sounds kind of dumb.
I lived through that once.
Right.
Don't need to live through it again.
No. And I enjoyed it, and it was great. And thank
but I'm
you
not
for the
interested
opportunity.
Now.
No.
Oh, all right, everyone. Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for having me.
I am going
will
to
Will I
make...
be back next week?
Oh, you'll definitely be back every week, baby.
Okay, we'll have to renegotiate the contract.
We're not starting the Housewives crap already.
You've well, signed I'm not going to be a friend of the show. I'm either going to be a full-time cast member.
Paid in tungsten.
Paid in tungsten.
Oh my God, do you remember when we used to record and we had like a table by us and we could like tap our rings? Gosh, we don't have that anymore. We used to like record over a table.
Ah, the good old days. Bring back my
bring
table.
Back my girls.
Yes.
So, okay, I want to make one final announcement.
Okay.
About Patreon. Okay. So there are show notes. In the show notes below, there's a link for Patreon. Thank you to everyone who has been so supportive. Thank you for your kind words. I made an announcement a few weeks ago during the live stream that there is no more like perks to Patreon. And I'm not sure if I should have said that.
Other than allowing us to continue to come into your home and
honestly,
your airwaves.
Honestly. Because of the patrons, we've upgraded our cameras, I've upgraded mics, I've done all sorts of things, so I really, really appreciate it. I've tried running some ads. Not sure I did that correctly, but we'll try it again.
Ads for what?
Like Instagram ads to promote shows. I've tried it a few times. I've dabbled in the Meta.
Okay.
What's the good dude's name that owns Meta? Facebook guy? He's kind of cute, but I think he's a real jerk, so I probably shouldn't think he's cute.
He's money cute.
He's like nerd cute that he's, you know, it's like
Zuckerberg. I don't, yeah. Zuckerberg.
See, even his last name.
Oh my
name,
gosh, we don't even know who he
know
is.
He's a horse.
Okay. Sounds like we're wrapping up the show.
Sometimes that's all I need.
Okay.
I've opened up the Discord to everyone. I'm really, really, really happy because if there was anything I learned at Star Wars Celebration, it's a lot of people that listen to us are not on social media because social media is really hard for queer people to be on, especially lately. So I'm very happy to have that. There's like almost 100 people in our Discord now, so that's really cool. But I do think I'm going to work on some perks for those who give us $5 more on Patreon every month. So again, thank you. I want to make sure it's like a bonus, not a you're missing out if you don't get it.
What are my perks for being here?
This. Remember what you said?
Okay.
All this. That's your perk.
You're welcome.
No. You're welcome.
You're welcome too.
So I appreciate all that support. And I think I'm going to start another tier at $1. And you can think of it as a tip. I've had a few people reaching out asking if I would set up a Buy Me a Coffee account. And honestly, I love that idea, but it's just too much for me to manage. So I'm really working this new year. I'm focusing on YouTube. I'm focusing on Patreon. We'll have our podcast. That's easy breezy. But honestly, ever since
you can always buy me a coffee. I love coffee.
Oh my God. Remember my one of our first dates?
Uh huh.
It was like third date. Met this dude. Mm-hmm. This was back when I was a fancy gay. And I get to his gigantic house. And I was like, oh, this guy is going to be really into me. I live on the 12th floor of this beautiful high-rise building looking over downtown Tatooine. Oh, he doesn't know what he's been missing out on over these years. Then I show up to his house, my entire condo, I think, fit in his closet. Anyway, so I get this big fancy house. I was like, oh, well, okay, well, upgrade. And dude over here drinking Kirkland Costco brand coffee. Like, and not like
I
a little bit.
I didn't know
like,
any better.
He bought me like 150-pound bag that's like, oh, no, that'll last me like 10 years. I'm like, so you're going to not only drink Kirkland brand coffee, but also
stale
coffee.
How do you think I got
coffee?
The house? I saved my money on coffee.
Well, we are still kind of like that. And now, like, I don't really drink the fancy coffee anymore. I don't drink Kirkland coffee. But I'm like, you know
I
what?
I don't either.
No, I learned from Tom. You want the fancy house? You don't buy the fancy coffee.
There you go.
You want the fancy coffee? You stay in a small house.
Mm-hmm.
Less fancy house. I don't know. Priorities. There we all have our priorities. Those okay. are ours. So I'm going to add a $1 tier to our Patreon. And that's, you know, honestly, Discord is open to everybody. But at $1, I just, you know, think of it as a little tip. Think of it as throwing a little tip our way. Not everyone can afford $5. I know that's a lot of money for a lot of people. $1 is also a lot of money for a lot of people, but maybe it'll make it a little bit easier for people to support, because I know there are people who have asked to support that just can't swing $5. So that's what I'm going to do. If you can't swing any of that, though, you can really help the show by subscribing to us on YouTube, liking our videos, writing us reviews on wherever you listen to this podcast. It really does help go a long way. And if I tweet something, maybe retweet it. Or while you're at the office and you hear somebody who likes Star Wars, maybe kind of a little bit, send them our show, because Tom's right here and they won't be lost in the sauce with Tom.
Not with me.
So honestly, thank you so much. I'm very, very, very excited for this May the 4th. Happy birthday, Star Wars. It's not really your birthday, but we kind of celebrated it as your birthday. And I'm looking forward to the future with you, with all of you. And I can't wait for more pink milk to come.
Well, until then,
let's drink up.